World Sport from the BBC. Hello, I'm Jo Parsons. Coming up, Australia's controversial all-rounder Andrew Symons is left out of that Ashes squad.
We thought he was going to make the squad better than he'd be in the squad. I mean, we feel that we've picked the best squad of players for what we're confronted with over the next 5 months.
More from skipper Ricky Ponting to come. Elsewhere, the LA Lakers make a winning start to the Western Conference Finals, and Floyd Mayweather eyes up a possible super fight against Manny Pacquiao. Australia's cricket selectors have decided not to recall the controversial all-rounder Andrew Symons for the Ashes series in England. Symons hasn't played Test cricket for Australia since December because of poor form and off-field personal problems. Shane Watson is preferred, with the selectors largely keeping faith with the players who defeated South Africa earlier this year. The BBC's Nick Bryant was in Sydney for the announcement.
The main talking point is the selectors' decision to omit the all-rounder Andrew Symons, a player who's faced disciplinary problems over the past 12 months, but who'd been hoping to make his Test comeback during the Ashes. Approaching 34, a question mark now hangs over Symons' future in Test cricket. His place in the squad has gone to his Queensland teammate, Shane Watson, a bowler who the selectors said brought more options to the squad. Ricky Ponting claims to have learnt the lessons from Australia's Ashes defeat in 2005, most notably perhaps how to combat England's reverse swing bowling.
Well, the Australian captain Ricky Ponting says he believes he has the best possible squad of players and he isn't concerned that this party might be lacking the so-called fear factor of previous Ashes squads.
You know, there's no Gilchrist, there's no McGrath, there's no Warne, there's no Hayden. Those guys aren't around. But the guys that have stepped into their shoes have played the same brand of cricket. They've just got a different name. And those guys and this team is starting to forge its own identity, which I think is really important for the group. So, look, I've got no worries at all that we'll play a level of cricket that's, one, going to be entertaining, and two, that is going to be ultra-competitive.
You could have picked one of your big stars, Andrew Symons. You haven't. Does his omission weaken this squad?
No, I don't think so. I mean, if we thought he was going to make the squad better, then he'd be in the squad. I mean, we feel that we've picked the best squad of players for what we're confronted with over the next 5 months, which what the Ashes is. So, look, Andrew will be disappointed not to be in the squad, but, you know, when he went out of the team last year, what it did was create opportunities for others, and the guys that have come in have grabbed those opportunities with both hands and given themselves every chance to be picked for future games.
On to basketball, and the LA Lakers have taken a 1-0 lead in their conference final series against the Denver Nuggets. On the home court, the Lakers won 105-103. Kobe Bryant was once again the star of the show, scoring 40 points, including 6 free throws in the last 30 seconds, to earn the praise of teammate Lamar Odom.
It's crazy that you start to get used to it. You get used to greatness. He was amazing. He wanted the ball, and he was able to make plays over and over again. Driving to the hole, put them in a bonus. That's why he's the best.
Well, the Nuggets coach, George Karl, was disappointed to see his side lose after controlling much of the game.
There's no moral victories in playoff basketball. You know, we're going to be, the next 48 hours are going to be difficult. We're going to try to regroup and re-energize, and there'll be a lot of good, and there'll be some things we need to get better at. We did a lot of good stuff. You know, played probably well enough to win. I mean, they're a great team. They're great at the end of the games. They got the best closer in sport. And we didn't do enough. We didn't do enough to win the game.
And the teams meet again in their best-of-seven series in Los Angeles on Thursday. In football, the Shakhtar Donetsk coach Mircea Lucescu is predicting a clash of styles when his team take on Werder Bremen in Wednesday's UEFA Cup final. Shakhtar are hoping to win the country's first European trophy since gaining independence in 1991, and Lucescu has warned his players that they could be in for a physical game. The Werder Bremen midfielder Torsten Frings will be one of the players hoping to outmuscle the Ukrainian side, and at 32 this could be the German's last chance to add to his medal collection.
I'm looking forward to the match, as are the whole team. We can hardly wait to get started. It's something very special for us. As a player, you don't get a chance to play in a final that often. Everything looks beautiful here, and we're really keen to play. And as the coach said, we'll try and make sure we take the trophy home to Bremen.
Well, with the final in Istanbul, the Shakhtar captain Dario Cerna has urged the Turkish fans to get behind his team. The Croatian midfielder believes he deserves some kind of payback after Turkey knocked Croatia out of last year's European Championships with a dramatic and, for Cerna, heartbreaking last-minute goal.
I think that the whole Turkey showed me something, because I lost my half a final with Germany against Turkish last second. and I hope so the Turkish supporter give me back this last second and give me this cup of UEFA to bring in the Ukraine.
On to motor racing, and later on Wednesday, a French court will deliver a verdict on a Ferrari-backed bid to block controversial proposed changes to Formula One. Ferrari are among several teams who've threatened to quit the sport unless the planned rule changes, which include the introduction of a budget cap, are scrapped. The BBC's Kath Davis has more.
The Italian team, as well as Toyota, Red Bull and Renault, are going through the French legal system to seek an injunction against the FIA's new regulations. Ferrari are threatening to quit the sport unless the 2010 rules, which include a $60 million budget cap on each team, are abandoned, because they fear it could lead to a two-tier championship. If the court finds in favour of Ferrari, it will prove a major blow for Formula One's governing body, which is intent on lowering the costs in a bid to attract new teams like Lola and Aston Martin. Last week, the FIA president Max Mosley and Supremo Bernie Eccleston met team bosses at a hotel at Heathrow Airport to discuss the crisis, but they left without finding a solution.
After coming out of retirement, the boxer Floyd Mayweather Jr. is confident that a fight against Manny Pacquiao will go ahead. Mayweather will take on the lightweight champion Juan Manuel Marquez in July, but he's already looking beyond that to a fight against the greatest sporting export from the Philippines. Pacquiao enhanced his reputation early this month with an impressive win against Britain's Ricky Hatton, who's trained by Floyd Mayweather Sr. But Mayweather Jr. says he won't make the same mistakes as Hatton.
Manny Pacquiao is a good fighter. I don't take that away from him. But Ricky Hatton didn't stick to the game plan that my dad gave him. My dad gave him a game plan that he didn't stick to. He ran in there, hands down, jumping in, wild, and he got caught with a shot. Any fighter can get caught cold in the first couple rounds. But first I'm going to take care of Marquez. You know, I got to take care of Marquez first. And then, you know, and then we got Pacquiao, and then we're going to take care of that. And then whoever else wants, they can get it too.
Well, on Tuesday here on the BBC World Service, you may have heard that the former lightweight world champion Ken Buchanan is considering a return to the ring at the age of 63. The Scot said he needed to raise funds for a legal dispute.
The only way I can make that money is make that comeback. And I'd be the oldest professional world champion ever to make a comeback. Because George Foreman was about one of the last, he was about 50-something. I know it's stupid, but I work out okay, you know, I'm in some good nick.
Well, the thought of a former great returning to the ring in his 60s has prompted a strong reaction from the boxing world. The Scottish promoter Alec Morrison has offered to organise a benefit night to help Buchanan raise money. And the former world featherweight champion Barry McGuigan believes that more needs to be done to help boxers once they retire.
That is the biggest problem for the fight game. It's impossible to articulate. When you, the sense and the feeling that you get from the success in the ring, it is like a drug. I promise you, it's like a class A drug. There is nothing like it. You walk away from it, it is impossible to let it go. It's impossible. That nothing will ever replace what it was like in the ring for the rest of your days.
On to American football, and the 2013 Super Bowl will be hosted in New Orleans. It'll be the first time the showpiece event has returned to the city since Hurricane Katrina. And before we go, our top story again. Australia's cricket selectors have decided not to recall the controversial all-rounder Andrew Symons for the Ashes series in England. The injury-prone Shane Watson is preferred, with the selectors largely keeping faith with the players who won the series in South Africa earlier this year. Stay with us if you can for further updates, but for now, that's the latest world sport from the BBC.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。